We start things off this morning with an examination about how the U.S. Constitution is considered to be the foundation of our laws, and yeah, laws are created, which block the liberties and freedom that the Constitution provides. For example, Second Amendment is brief yet concise in its declaration that an American has the right to keep and bear arms. That right has been denied in a variety of ways, especially in New Jersey, where the gun laws are considered to be the most strict in America. And despite that, state legislature Democrats are now seeking additional gun laws, which will further endanger state residents who are already living under a confirmed weight of a threat in their specific lives. To explain what all this involves, from the NRA Institute for Legislative Action, is Lars Del Saadi. Morning, Lars.
Morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
And it's NRAILA.org. Get more info about the work of the NRA Institute for Legislative Action, in addition to the issue that we are talking about here, which happens to be SCR 101. And basically, this is blocking a recent move just a few months ago by Governor Christian's Attorney General to reinforce as well as open up a right to carry permit qualifications, because as the most people with open eyes and sensible use of logic see that the system is not working as far as those who are facing imminent threats and have a legitimate right for a right to carry permit in New Jersey. And it seems like the system just is stuck in slow motion and delay motion. And in one very tragic story, and many others in addition to this one, by the way, a deadly story.
Well, that couldn't be more true. I mean, we hear reports time and again up in New Jersey when people apply for their permit to purchase that it's supposed to take 30 days, but it takes 40, 50, 60. I've heard some that have gone more than 3 months. And it's ridiculous up there because the officials know what they have to do. They know what they should do. And they know that these are people who are following the rules. And the people who follow the rules are the people that you can trust. And when they sit there and deny them the ability to protect themselves, the consequences could be deadly, just like the case of Carol Bowden, which you were referring to earlier.
And here's, I'm looking at the firearm application you can get through the New Jersey State Police website. You have to be fingerprinted. You have to clear mental health, criminal record searches, complete the application forms, and provide references. If that is overseen correctly, I don't see too many cracks that can let someone, a criminal element, slip through. And again, let's use logic. I know this might be a strange action for some people when it comes to guns in New Jersey, but if I'm going to perpetrate a crime, am I going to go through a process that is going to tie my tool for that crime to me?
I would guess not. And the thing that I guess they're overlooking is the fact that these are the same people that will buy drugs on the streets. And if they're buying drugs on the streets, then they're just as easily buying guns on the streets. The criminal element doesn't go through the normal procedures that those of us who obey the laws and pay our taxes and are good citizens do. And the fact that the people up in New Jersey have to go through this level of scrutiny, and that's just for the right to walk into the store and then be put through the National Criminal Instant Background Check system before they're allowed to purchase a firearm. That doesn't, you know, provide any waivers or anything else. So it's an additional level of scrutiny that they're put under where they're going to be put through it again. It's asking them to do this before they're given their constitutional right to keep and bear arms is ridiculous, if not disgraceful.
And with Lars Del Saadi, who is with the NRA Institute for Legislative Action, NRAILA.org is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Well, here's the voice on the other side. And this SCR 101 is being pushed through the state Senate by Democratic Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg, and in the Assembly by the Majority Leader Lou Greenwald, also a Democrat. And this is what Senator Weinberg had to say. To put it simply, these regulations were adopted. It would allow every cab driver, pizza delivery driver, Uber driver, and anyone else living or working in a high-crime neighborhood to qualify for a firearm permit. Where in that philosophy lies a problem? I mean, that's the whole basis of it's. New Jersey residents have been required to detail a justifiable need, and it's just opening up what qualifies as a justifiable need, as opposed to, like in the story of Carol Bowden, where she had a order of protection against a former boyfriend who was indeed violently harassing her, and it turned out to be a murder at the end because of the lay of the system. They're looking at the situation of basically before a Carol Bound situation develops, let this person have the proper protection.
Right. I mean, God forbid that people who live in, who work in, who visit friends and relatives in a high crime area might have the ability to defend themselves. That would be such a horrible thing to happen in the state of New Jersey. That's sarcasm, of course. But yeah, as you explained with Carol Bound, she applied for a permit to purchase because her ex-boyfriend was harassing her. She had a protective order against him, filled out all the paperwork, turned it in. 40 days later, she called to find out the status of her application, and they said, still being processed. And a few days after that, he stabbed her to death in her own driveway. Now, if she had a firearm, would she have been able to fight him off? You know, one only can wonder and hope so, but she was never given a reasonable chance to protect herself because of this ridiculous amount of hoops that people are made to go through in order to exercise their constitutional right there in New Jersey. And it's deplorable that they would allow things like this to keep on happening because of some boogeyman type fear that if there's somebody in the area who's legally carrying a firearm, that somehow poses a danger. And the people who go through this process, who get these permits, who take the classes and learn how to reasonably, responsibly, safely use a firearm, these are the people you can trust, not the people on the streets that are walking around using it to have some sort of criminal element where they're doing drug deals or extorting money or whatever it is that they might be doing. And it's time that the Senate majority and the Assembly majority leaders realize that if you should be able to trust the people who are voting you into office.
Again, I actually know a story, too. There was a kidnapping victim who had to appeal a denial of a right to carry to a third judge before he finally found a judge that understood the logic of the situation and gave him the right to carry. And the new laws that Governor Christie put into play, too, also say New Jersey gun owners with firearms, legally owned firearms in their vehicle, can now stop for gas or use a restroom on the way home from a gun range, because up to now, if you were in possession of a firearm, your legal means of transportation would be from home to a gun range back to home. If you started off on your trek off to the gun range, you saw the kid borrow the car the night before and left you almost on empty, pulled into a gas station, and for whatever reason someone happened to find out you were carrying, even if it was dismantled, boxed in the trunk, you were facing 6 years in prison.
Yeah, God forbid that a person might have to stop to fill up their gas tank or use a restroom or pick up a quart of milk on the way home. It doesn't put anybody in danger to do these average everyday things. It's done all throughout the United States without any problems whatsoever. I mean, we can make a comparison to what we have here in Virginia, where we have open carry, we have concealed carry, and people are trusted that if they've gone through this process, that they can actually carry these firearms because we use them in a safe and responsible manner. And it's frustrating. You can hear it in my voice. Yeah. And I'm sorry that I get wound up about this sometimes, but how they don't trust their own people, how they don't trust their constituents to safely and responsibly use firearms when they've proven time and again that they can, is ridiculous.
And it magnifies even further. There was a woman last year around this time from Philadelphia, unaware of the difference between state-to-state law. She had a legal possession of a weapon, right to carry possession in Pennsylvania, happened to come over to New Jersey. For whatever reason, she was stopped speeding or busted a license plate light, whatever the case may be. She willingly notified the state trooper, I have a right to carry permit. My weapon is boxed, locked, and disassembled in the trunk. She got arrested on the spot, and until the Governor Christie stepped in and said, what are you people, crazy? Let her out. She was also going to face that 6 to 10 years in jail because technically in New Jersey, she was carrying it legally.
Yeah, and there was also a case of a gentleman who came up from North Carolina who was working on some storm damage last year.
Right.
He works on the cell phone towers, and he was waiting at this one area. The police came up. They were talking. They were joking. They were having a good time. The cops asked if there was anybody else in his truck. He said, yeah, and so you know, I've got my firearm in there as well. And boom, all of a sudden, this guy who was good, who was nice, who was friendly, who they were palling around with, all of a sudden he became somebody that they had threw into cuffs and took into jail. Luckily as well, he received a pardon from Governor Christie. But it's the little cases like that where you know these people are not a threat. Why should they be treated that way?
Well, that's the harm that SCR 101 does. It creates that culture of, well, if I don't follow it as a police officer, the weight comes down on me, and it just creates a whole negative situation. Two examples you just heard here, and there are many more. And also, too, if you go to our website, issuesandideasradio.com, on the audio page, toward the bottom, look for the interview I did earlier this year with Rich Peter from Simon Peter Sports Field. We talked in great detail about what the torturous process is for just legally buying a firearm in New Jersey, never mind going for a right to carry permit. You can find that there. And we also have a link for Lars's organization with the NRA Institute for Legislative Action. That is NRAILA.org. And from the NRA Institute for Legislative Action, we're joined this morning by Lars Dalside. Lars, thanks so much for helping us understand what those who don't get it are still trying to inflict upon us. And hopefully the voice of the voters will tap those two and many others in the State House on the shoulder and say, you know, you've got much better things to be doing than this. Thanks for being here this morning.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks for having me on.